This is Jack Morgan. In countries around the world, refugees are struggling to find a way out of the war zones. Here in San Antonio, an organization quietly goes about the business of acclimating those refugees to life in the U.S. using music to help.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic.
Performer Don Heimel strums his guitar and sings to a couple of dozen people assembled in a courtyard by busy Wurzbach Road. This is the Center for Refugee Services, and the people are from all over the world. They're in shirts and ties, hijabs, and even t-shirts and shorts. Here's music teacher Dana Clark.
Oh, I'm a volunteer. There are no employees at Center for Refugee Services, and it provides services to people from 22 countries, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Whatever the needs are, CRS volunteers attempt to meet them.
Nonprofit?
Nonprofit operates on a shoestring.
The Center for Refugee Services was created 6 years ago to help refugees assimilate. Clark says the center does everything from providing diapers to navigating paperwork to helping refugees learn English. Then there's the music. It was Clark's idea.
I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to get a drum circle going at this event? So we tried it as an experiment, not knowing if it was going to work or completely flop, and it was magical. At one point, a woman leaped into the center of the circle and began dancing. It was electrifying, the spontaneous expression of joy.
So she tried another music event the next Saturday. She expected parents performing music from their countries of origin. They got something else.
What started happening was we were getting the teenagers who wanted to learn the pop music of the United States. And that was a surprise.
And so the weekly music lessons began. Heimel and several other musicians come by to perform and sometimes instruct. Clark soon found something happening again and again.
We saw people walk in terrified and kind of frozen, like not knowing what to expect. And by making music with them 1 week, the next week they would walk in going, "Yeah, let's make music."
This wasn't just a fun diversion. For the refugees, it was therapy.
You sit with someone you've never seen before, you make music with them, and suddenly you feel like they're a part of your family. And they feel that way too. I think that's incredibly valuable for someone who fled violence to come to this country. I have seen scars on these people. There are tragedies in the pasts of all these people.
Now dozens of young people are learning guitar, piano, flute, drums, and singing. 11-year-old Diana is originally from Iran and is learning piano.
We heard of a place called San Antonio. We wanted to see how it was. So far, it's a pretty good life.
Dana Clark's her teacher.
She glows. She's making incredible progress after only a few months, and I know that whatever I give her, she is going to master.
I want to learn more. Maybe even, like, teach students. Whoever wants to play piano, I could teach them.
Musician Don Heimel speaks with the refugees and parents, and he told me about a pair of Afghans he'd met that week. One had worked defusing IUDs, and the other was a translator.
I have no idea how many American hearts are beating because they did what they did, but I do know from being in the military myself that as soon as they helped the United States military, they signed a death warrant on themselves and their families. So they come here basically to escape and have a chance to live and let their families grow. Every new wave of refugees into this country reinvents the United States in the way it was supposed to be in the first place. It enriches the tapestry of the country.
Dana Clark talks about an event the children played music at, and as a point of respect, they were asked to say the names they were given at birth, but they didn't want to.
They didn't want to be known as Sohail and Davood and Pratik and Kumar. They were Catherine and James, David, Daniel, Lily. You know, and I'm saying, well, what country were you born in? We're Americans. Now that makes me want to cry.
So just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Every Saturday afternoon, the music teachers help refugees find their place in a whole new world through music. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.
Lean on me when you're not strong.